none of us is working. We've never had it so hard. So please don't burn our shit hose down, or we'll have to shit in the yard.
Welcome to the Good Luck Parking Podcast.
Hell, here's to the Sunshine State.
Right, yeah.
Here's to all that gorgeous snatch in FLA.
Let me ask you a question. You see somebody in a hat that says St. Petersburg, Florida. Do you want to go there?
Well, I've been in town for 30 years. 30 years. And every summer, your goddamn renters come down here, and you think you can take over the whole town? Well, you can't.
I couldn't hear shit.
Yeah, they're loud. Hold on, I'll turn you down a little bit.
There you go. How's that?
Let me turn it up a little bit more.
Now you want... What's
yeah,
that?
Perfect.
And
good.
Breathing into it? Well, good morning, afternoon, and evening, and welcome to the Good Luck Parking Podcast.
I hate cops. Donahue's here, everyone.
Hey, Donahue. Nice to see you.
No.
You can turn it off now if you want, because Donahue's not here, and apparently he's the fucking talent. I'm going to talk a lot, like, louder and more assertively than this one, because I listened to the last one, and we had surfed, so I had, like, kind of surf, kind of, like, raspy voice, but... It sounded like I was, like, trying to talk sexy, and I hated it. I listened to it. I was like, yeah.
We did it on Friday?
Yeah. The last one we did.
I don't remember. Thursday?
I don't know if it was that or if it was, like, Donahue was just, like, eating his microphone. Like, he was just talking into it, like, so loud. Yeah. I was like, why do I sound, like, so supple?
Maybe.
You know?
He just has a lot more to say. Than
yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
So.
But, so first and foremost... I spent the reason I was late getting ready to do this with you was I checked my mail out front of the shop and I had a $350 Verizon bill. So they had like a street sales team come and like try and sell us on, dude, do you want wire? You want your internet like for in here?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it's fucking $89 a month. And he's like, what are you paying? I'm like $138 with Spectrum. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's like $89. I go, for how long? He's like, for the whole entirety that you have it. It's like, if you sign up with me. And I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do all this. So I switched. And basically, long story short, I got it. Found out it wasn't actual, like, 5G or anything. It's, like, basically using your mobile Wi-Fi hotspot on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out, like, before we, like, even set anything up. So the second that, like, the gateway landed... And my, like, Wi-Fi tower or whatever, I just fucking returned it. I'm like, fuck that. Called them. Couldn't get a hold of anybody at Verizon. Like, was freaking out. Had to go to, like, the Verizon store because mm-hmm. I couldn't talk to anybody. Like, they had their...
That was today when you got your bill?
No.
Oh, when you wanted to cancel it.
When I canceled a month yeah. ago. So, and I was like, this is horse shit, you know, and they give you, like, the runaround on the phone where you, like, they're like, press two for this, press one for that.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
think you're getting anywhere? And then literally it just hangs up.
Yep.
And I'm like, motherfuckers, dude. And I'm like, I kept saying, speak with a representative, zero. Like, all the, you know, the shit you're supposed to do. And it just didn't work. So I went to the Verizon store. And he's like, yeah, here's this. And then he shipped it all back for me, all the shit. And then the bill came today for $350. And I was like, nope.
Do you call him? Or do you go back up there, I guess?
No, there's a phone number on my bill. Mm-hmm. Because if they want their money, you need to be able to call them. Want your money, you got to be able to call them. And, So I called and I was on the phone for like an hour. The lady was like a sweetheart though. She's like an older lady.
What? It's crazy. An hour. Just cancel. Sorry, we messed up. But they don't really want
to
make it hard.
She had to check and make sure like the gateway and the Wi-Fi thing like came through. It's not even a Wi-Fi tower because it's not Wi-Fi.
Right.
It's fucking mobile internet.
Yeah.
It's like
it's like a router and
it's like having a phone as your hotspot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking horseshit.
So what was a $300 and something for? If it was only $80 thing.
Because it was for like 2 months
uh-huh.
or whatever, because I returned it like a month ago and this was like for the next month and like some late fee and shit. And I was like, I'm not paying. I was nice though, because the lady came off like, it's a big thing.
It's a shit job. Customer service
total
shit job.
And she was like, came right out of the gates. Hey, Dustin, how are you? Like, super nice. And not to be like completely racist. But, like, Indian people, you know, like, not feather.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, like, no help at all. Like, they're, like...
I'm fine with everyone.
It sucks. My problem... And the other thing, too, is every.
So just be nice to them. Well, this don't is, say this ain't well, America. Not, why the hell you answer the phone? Say that. Just fuck. I don't know. I think it's. I think they're fine. I'm too good.
I swear.
Every time all the airlines.
I swear. There's like two girls and two guys that handle it from India because they're have
Pakistani,
exact,
Indian, yeah,
whatever. Yeah. They have the exact same voices, and I know that's probably racist.
But yeah, definitely racist.
But to me, okay, I'm not in their culture. They probably think we all look alike.
Yeah.
But to me, I swear to God, like, a couple times I've been like, have I talked to you before for a different company? Like,
no.
I swear to God, they sound, and I've met,
it's
I've
just
talked
a,
to
an octopus with an Indian eight arms, like, grabbing
no,
off.
I don't know. I swear, it's a woman's voice that I swear to God I've like called a couple times on different companies.
It's different
and
women,
it's her.
Dude. No, nope, we're not. Just that's a nope. Super racist,
whatever
thing.
Well, somebody's got to do it. Donahue's gone.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah, it's true.
If we're not gonna shit on the police and the military, then I'll just be racist, and then people will like me.
That does suck, though. Then you wonder why like people snap and like go in there with like I don't know, certain guns, but you know, like people like yeah. Freak the fuck out. It's like, yeah, you're fucking like. Someone's life, like, you know, someone's shitty day and their kid's sick and
oh yeah,
the bills are behind and they get some bill that
bullshit
doesn't go through.
Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when the e-passes, like sometimes I'll get a lot of like e-pass.
Oh, I got those right
but they
there.
Don't sync up. And so then like the one in Orlando are easy pass and the rest of it's sun pass in Florida mm-hmm. and they won't sync up for some reason. Then you have to like call one to pay. I don't know. It's a pain in the ass.
Well, it's a huge thing though. Like I was saying, that lady was so nice right off the rip. It was like, because I kind of had an attitude as I was dialing. I'm like, motherfuckers better not make me pay. I'm not going to pay it. Send it to collections. Like, yeah. I'm never fucking paying this. Was like my attitude when I was like calling
my credit
in.
Sucks anyway. I already got my new car, my business. Fuck it.
But I was just, and I don't know. She like smoothed everything over. And I was like, that does a lot. Like, if it's somebody who has no personality or has a bad attitude because they've been getting yelled at all day, which I totally understand. You know, you'd have a bad attitude, but if you start off out of the gate with a good attitude, it changed mine like instantly. I was like, yeah. Fucking,
oh, yeah,
you know what? I'm not
going to
be a dick.
100%.
This lady's super nice. Like, it's not her fault.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you get a lot. What do they say? You can catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
Is that it?
Maybe it's bees.
Ants, maybe.
I don't know.
sick analogy. So,
yeah,
but no, I get it. I get it.
Like, but, yeah, so I just had to vent about that real quick because that was why I was late.
Speaking of being angry, I don't understand why all these people are angry at Puff Daddy. What did he do?
What?
I know. Why are they heard
Puff
Daddy?
No.
I thought I talked about this last time because I heard some – I was listening to someone talk. He is – oh, all these accusations are – I don't know if they're accusations. Are they the truth? Like sexual assault, like drugging people – raping people.
Cosby style, okay.
Oh, like the crazy, like, yeah, like drugging, like, guess they'd have him and J-Lo would have parties and just like put shit in the champagne and then.
Who, J-Lo?
End up, yeah, and then you end up like doing all this crazy. There's audio. This one dude put the phone up to the, like the door and it's like just Puffy, like.
Going to town?
On some dude, yeah. And the guy's like.
On a dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's not like.
And, but it's like other, like sexual assault stuff. Like he's drugging people and they don't remember. And like he had some assistant that would make it go out and get like. Girls for him, but then like he'd also before they'd make the dude eat like 200 milligrams of weed and then like touch his butt, like do all this weird stuff.
Butthole?
Yeah,
oh.
you should look. It's pretty wild.
It's weird.
Everyone's so he's the next damn. One. You know, it's
the Me Too
drunk
thing
with power
still?
And stuff. Well, I mean, it's Me Too definitely. If you're fucking drugging and raping, uh-huh. It's not even Me Too. It's that dude's a rapist. It's,
yeah, I don't know. I think that's what happens if you get too rich. Like too rich
just
and famous
touch.
Where everybody like wants to fuck you and you start and you've had like if a threesome or a fucking orgy of just chicks and I don't know, dudes, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if three of the most smoking hot chicks ever all want to do you at once.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, ugh, I've done that so many times. Like that's so boring. Like, you know what I want to do? I want to touch another man's asshole.
Yeah, you want to dominate some
like,
dudes or whatever.
I don't know. I'm not saying that I would be into that, but you never know, man. Like, money changes people.
And drugs, if you're whacked out on drugs, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. When I get whacked out on drugs, I don't, like, think about doing dudes. Like, it's no, really but never you're not, crossed my like mind.
You, but only when you're sober?
Yeah.
That's only what you're saying.
I'm sober. All day long.
Only if I'm rich and sober am I going to fucking touch a dude's butt. Fuck if I add drugs to it. Mm-hmm. No, but it's just, and so, like, it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild, though. It's pretty, like, I heard the audio, and it's pretty, like, you don't, like, I didn't even notice I was listening to something. And kind of like, not dazing off, but working and just in the background. And then they started playing something. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And they were like, oh, that. And then they.
What?
It was the rest of the audio. Like, from him, Puffy. Like, yeah.
Pumping? Bang,
and the dude who recorded it talking and like, you know, whatever he's saying. Like, I told you, motherfuckers, this is how he is.
Where'd you
don't
hear
believe
it?
Me. It's the first time I heard it was. I can't remember. Someone on like maybe like Shane Gillis' podcast. And I just heard some more. The audio on was on Bobby Kelly's podcast. They were playing it. And you could just probably just type it up. It'd probably come right up. You probably play it over the fucking thing. Yeah, yeah. All right, it's pretty like, it's a bit much. Like I was like, oh shit.
Oh, really?
So you just, before you play it, you put a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Not that the six people that listen to this fucking podcast.
The Good Luck Parking podcast is now all about gay porn.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome. Not porn. It's just, it's aggressive like, rape audio, I think.
Puffy rape audio? Is that true?
I wouldn't put rape audio. I don't know.
I'm going to not be able to fly anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is nine. All right. Diddy Combs accused of gang raping. Let's see. Commercial.
It's going to be, yeah, just turn it down.
Hold on. There. Skip.
But then it's probably like some. This is Chicago's see. Very own no. News at 4. Yeah, I know it's. What? They're not going to play.
Oh, yeah.
They're not gonna, the news isn't going to play the audio.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Oh, well. Well, that's interesting. The other thing that people are really mad about, outraged about, actually. Ready? The Outrage podcast.
Well,
welcome.
Wait. So, okay. So, before that. So while
I really
want to
hear it.
Can you still listen to the music?
What do you mean?
Can you still listen to Puff Daddy music? Right
now?
Yeah.
Like
is it okay? No.
Oh.
I know, can you morally?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I listen to Michael Jackson.
Well, I was like, yeah, that's
think
a debate.
Fucking twice about it.
I
don't support Michael Jackson raping little boys, and I don't support Puff Daddy raping gang members. But, like, if fucking
that's not what gang
a Diddy
means,
song but. Comes on.
Gangbang doesn't mean raping gang members.
I know that. I'm just well. It sounds like he's raping gang members.
No.
That's what a gangbang is.
What set they claim?
Were you gang?
Well, that's different. Banging. When a gang is banging, it's different than a gangbang.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
Different than a chain
I
gang.
I always thought that was, you know. I'm joking.
I know that's pretty. Yeah.
But okay, so the other thing.
So
was
you
this.
Can let's do it. You're cool with it.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'll listen to fucking...
Just download it. It's full catalog on Spotify.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so what about like R. Kelly? I don't listen
I don't
to R. Kelly anyways.
Really much,
that's
yeah.
the thing. And people are like, oh, would you, is
it's
that wrong?
Every band's a creep, I think.
If
like,
you listen to R. Kelly, there's something wrong anyways. R. Kelly's fucking terrible. He's high-pitched, like, bitch-made music.
It's pretty... It was pretty entertaining before, like... Trapped in the Closet and stuff was great.
Oh, yeah, that was... Well, that's not...
And
you're not listening
to
that because...
It's great.
Trapped in the Closet, you're not listening to that because you think it's a good
It's
beat.
Insane. Yeah, it's like a lunatic.
It's a train wreck in slow motion.
Yeah, totally. But no, I guess I don't listen to it. But I don't really listen to Michael Jackson that much either. Or that
if
at all.
If it comes
really.
On, though...
Yeah, I know.
You know? There was a song that...
But I don't think I ever listened to any Puff Daddy music anyway either.
I'm trying to think of a Puff Daddy song that...
Like, that wasn't, like, a Biggie song or something.
Right,
yeah,
like
yeah.
his own shit. I don't know.
I'm sure there's a bunch.
So, okay, here you go. Here's one right here.
What?
What? This says it's, like, the number one. But it's Diddy and Kesha. Kishia Cole.
Maybe.
I Need a Girl. Oh, this is a good one.
Is it?
Yeah. Why isn't it playing?
Better not be the police one.
Oh,
that one's terrible.
God. Why didn't it play, dude? It was just fucking playing the thing. It's fucking... It's the same the song. Wow, this is just a meltdown.
What is?
Oh, this is why. This phone.
This is terrible.
This song is awesome.
It's fucking horrible, dude.
Nope.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It was so good that the police were like, yeah, you
covered
can redo it.
So good, the police, yeah, police covered it. They made their own version. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude. Fucking Diddy. This is like the number one that pops up, though, last night. I have no clue what this song
is. Me neither.
This was the first
last
one.
Last night, Puffy raped someone. Last night, I couldn't even get
an answer. Oh, God. What about this one? This is Diddy to me.
That's pretty good song.
This is it. But it first thing it says is Notorious B.I.G., Mace, and Diddy last.
Yeah. It was on the after, Life After Death.
Oh. Yeah. Mo Money, Mo Problems. Speaking of Mo Money, Mo Problems, did you hear that the fucking, Spanish immigrants in New York are all getting $1,600 a week and people are freaking out?
What, there's Spanish immigrants in New York?
Yeah, like, I guess from the border, like, that got shipped to New York from the
border.
You mean
South American immigrants?
Yeah.
So I was thinking,
Mexican is Spanish.
No,
Mexican, they speak Spanish.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. English, don't fuck. You wouldn't call someone from England American. You wouldn't call us English.
I meant Spanish-speaking people.
It's South American.
What? It's Mexico. Mexican.
They're mad. You said that like El Salvador.
Oh, they could
Mexican.
Be El Salvador.
Yeah, I guess they're
That's why I said Spanish. Because you are they not Hispanic?
I don't really.
They
yeah.
speak Spanish.
They speak Spanish, but I don't always feel like I don't know if the term Hispanic,
like Spanish. Well, Spanish means you're from Spain.
Spain, I know you said Spanish.
But if you say I speak Spanish, doesn't mean you speak Spain.
No, but you said Spanish people.
I know.
They're not Spanish.
I meant speak Spanish.
Spanish.
Let me
know,
retract
how
all my words.
How do you know they speak Spanish?
Because.
What if they're just Mexican?
Because they work really hard. Hardest working people.
Yeah, yeah.
So
anyway,
$1,600, dude, a week to get them on their feet.
I don't know how true all that is. Sometimes I think some of this is cooked up.
Is that like some Fox News shit?
Yeah, it might be.
Because I heard it
Fox
through the grapevine,
News.
And my plan was to like research it before the podcast.
I mean, maybe some people did. Maybe like moms with children or something. But I always wonder how many people and you know they're putting them up in apartments. It's like, well, how many of them and like.
Spanish
maybe,
Harlem?
Maybe they are. Hey,
okay, Spanish it's starting Harlem. To swing my way now. You know?
I don't know if you want to quote a song from whatever, 1950 reference.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I don't know. I don't even care anymore. I've lost complete zero fucking care. Give all your money to whoever.
Yeah.
Because it's you're just looking to be mad. Like.
Right.
All that shit is such, I'm so over all of it. I don't care.
I have a theory on it. I have a theory on it. Ready? I'm dead serious. I was thinking this. And this isn't even on drugs or anything. I was just kind of thinking it. Like, what if all those stories like that and just all these, like, clickbait kind of just, like, dickhead fucking from Proud Boys to, you know, that they're giving them fucking Spanish. God, they're giving them Hispanics fucking $1,600 a week. You know, like, so that's something for the Republicans to be pissed about, and the fucking Proud Boys are something that fucking Democrats can be pissed about. And all of that is coming from our own government so that we can all get to the point where you're almost at, where you're like, I don't give a fuck. So the next thing they can basically say is like, hey, we sold all our debt to China, and now we're all Chinese. Like, we're owned by China. And everybody will be like, fucked, okay.
Of
Why
course.
Not? Because everything else fucking, like, otherwise, I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, people will be so up in arms about everything because all they're doing is feeding us through the media this wild fucking clickbait shit that is, like, triggering.
Well, yeah, and the media wants to do it because that's what's triggering and that's what garnishes. Like, they're not going to really tell a story. No.
Well, the media has always been led.
No party's going to turn.
The media has always been led.
By that dollar.
By, like, yeah, or, like, the powers that be. Let's just call it that. So why would that have ever changed? I think it's just we're smarter now, and we're like, well, half the people.
I don't know if we're smart.
Even if we, like, now looking at it, are like, oh, well, you know, this makes more. I can see this because, you know, we went through this in the 80s or in the 70s or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We obviously know these tricks. There's always new tricks, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a weird time, but I don't. I'm just, yeah. Like you said, tricks are just over it all. It's all like not that I was ever really that into it, but you kind of get. It's easy to get caught up in bullshit, It, you know, and no one, you don't really know the truth. You got, you know, I don't know, there's like three little, I don't know, I feel like war might be around the corner for sure.
Yeah, that's it's war due.
Well, and you have all these little, you know, you have Israel-Palestine, you have Russia-Ukraine, you have, also, we haven't really heard what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. Everyone focuses on a new thing. And
yeah,
a new
what
thing.
Is the new thing?
And now
right
Puff
now.
Daddy is the new Puff thing. Daddy. So he'll take away from
and the $1,600 that they're giving to all the Spanish
in
New York.
Exactly.
So everybody's like,
so you're distracted from the next weird move or the presidential election. They start getting everyone poking at everyone, you know. So
yeah,
it's whatever. I don't know.
As long as they don't it's give it to the Orientals.
Yeah, they're smart. No, they're the smartest. Hard work.
All right. So, the other thing, that tragedy, dude. The Francis Scott Bridge or whatever. What was his name?
Oh, I heard about that. What happened? A tanker hit it or
dude,
something?
Dude, you didn't see the footage?
No, I don't want to see the footage.
Fucking wild. Well, you can't. It's weird, though. Really, really weird. All right? And I'm not claiming any kind of conspiracy here, but maybe I am. But everybody's like, oh, all the people, and I'm sure I'm not discounting
all the people that
did.
What? So it was like, a rush hour
dude,
thing?
You can, no, it was 1:30 in the morning, and you can see headlights driving by the entire time on the top of the bridge.
As we
the
had a boats pillar, coming. Right?
Right. I mean, it collapsed the entire span of the bridge. Like,
yeah, but when was the bridge built?
Who knows? It looked like the old Skyway.
Oh, someone knows.
It looked like the old Skyway, though. Same type of construction. All steel. Looked exactly like the old Skyway.
Suspension cables. And...
No.
Oh, remember? No, it was a steel. Yeah,
steel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all like
yeah.
steel. Weird. Yeah. Looks
like an old
fucking...
railroad bridge, almost. Like yeah. Where it's like framed out. And
like a tinker yeah. set or whatever.
Lincoln
but,
Logs.
But it's weird, though, because like I watched it, and I was like, holy shit, because I watched it for like, you know, had time sped up. I was like, holy shit, the whole fucking bridge went
like,
in.
This is the first time I got hard on cocaine in a long time.
No, and I was like, holy shit. And then I had to watch it again because I'm like, dude, were there cars on the bridge? And you can see headlights. It's at night. You can see headlights zooming across, you know, maybe three or four at a time, and then it kind of stops, and then it's another one goes by. And but it's weird. There are no headlights on that bridge when it collapses at all.
So like no one died in the collapse?
No, a bunch of people supposedly did. I'm not like trying to claim it didn't. I'm saying watch the footage and look. It's like right at the point of impact or, you know, give it, you know, a minute.
But are they on,
impact.
Maybe they're on the other end where you said it fell?
No, it the whole thing falls.
Well, that's what I mean. So maybe the footage is before that you can really see headlights. So maybe on
no, because I watched it like I watched because supposedly what happened was the boat lost power, and you can see all of the fucking lights go off on the boat. It's pitch. It's like a pitch weird. Black boat. And then they regain power, and you can see he's trying to turn it. And then they like the lights come on, and then all the lights drop off again, and they lose power twice. And then it impacts the bridge. And this is over a time span of like, you know, 15 minutes or
so
something.
So was it? You think it was? So why did they have a fucking? Don't they have tugboats to guide?
Yeah, going out of ports. That's what I thought. Yeah, maybe not that port. Fucking those guys up north in Maryland think.
I mean, I guess
the
Skyway doesn't have.
Yeah, they do. They have pilot.
I don't know. You don't see pilots every time.
It's called a pilot.
That's out of the bay and stuff. But I don't think I see pilots going on. Sometimes you see big boats full without a pilot boat.
Well, oh no. Well, a pilot boat takes the pilot to the boat, and then the pilot guy drives it out.
Oh, a pilot boat takes him through the there's the pilot. No, there's the guy who drives it.
There's a captain on the pilot boat. And they take them out to the freighter. And then when the pilot boat captain arrives on that boat, it's now his ship.
Right.
And it's his job to navigate it out
through
of
ports.
The port
yep.
and into the Gulf. And once
then
it does,
the
then
captain.
The pilot boat comes and picks him up, and then he takes it back to Egmont.
Right. But I didn't see one.
There aren't any tugboats, though. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
There aren't any. They just have other people do it.
Which I guess they should, like, for that reason.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, okay. So... What would be the conspiracy? You know, it's
I don't know. People saying that people died on the bridge when they actually didn't. And I'm not trying to say that's happened.
Well, sometimes
my heart goes out to anybody who fucking, but I saw the footage and I saw cars going across and I watched it again on purpose. Cause I was like, oh my God, this is fucking terrible. How many cars were on the bridge when it dropped? And I watched and I was like, I don't fucking see any. It's pitch right. black. There are no headlights on the bridge as it collapses.
Right.
And you can see them before it collapses. Like, oh, there's a car. And there just aren't any. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying there weren't, like, pothole workers or, you know, bridge infrastructure guys.
Maybe they're doing construction or something.
But there's, I don't know. It's just weird. To me, if that boat loses control close, you call the fucking bridge.
Did the boat sink?
No.
So when it collapsed, it didn't hit the boat or sorted it?
Some stuff landed on it, but it didn't sink the boat. I mean, those freighters are fucking...
Yeah, they're pretty gnarly.
Huge.
Yeah.
But it's just really crazy, though, that like when the one boat hit the Skyway, it fucking took out just like a section of it.
Mm-hmm.
This thing fell like a fucking dom, like not even, like just the other side of the bridge fell.
Maybe the way it fell, it hit the next wall, hit the next support beam and hit the next support beam.
It just was like pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, you know, like it's when part of it broke and it swung back and hit the next one, then it swung back. And
I don't know. I don't want to be that. I'm not trying to be like a Sandy Hook denier or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It just was really weird that people were like, oh, yeah, it was like 120 cars or whatever it was. And I'm like, what? I watched the footage that morning, at 9 a.m.
Exaggerated first to get.
Yeah, I guess.
120 cars a lot.
I don't know. Maybe I just made that number up.
Yeah. It's 12 possible. Cars a lot. I mean, think about on the Skyway.
I think only like.
During rush. I mean, six. Now even. Like when it's a busy city, but it's 1 o'clock.
1:30 in the morning.
Hey, I haven't seen it. I don't know. I don't want to see. I knew that it happened, but I don't want to see.
I watched the footage. It was didn't look like a real busy bridge.
Well, you said 1:30. I don't know. Yeah. That's crazy.
Probably just drunks driving home.
Yeah.
Would have been us.
So, so I have a thing. So
yeah.
This fucker here. So there's a pizza place.
Fucking Cappy's. God damn.
No, yeah. Fuck. Valentino's. You gotta look it up. Anyway, so it's really good. We went, and it's right next. You know where Simply Delicious is? Anyway, it's like this weird strip plaza that's like old and kind of like looks run down. But there's this killer sandwich shop, Simply Delicious. It's been there forever.
Simply Delicious or Valentino's?
No, Valentino's right next door. Anyway, so this pizza place, it just opened maybe like 6 months ago, 8 months ago. We went there. We ordered food to check it out. And everything was awesome. Everything was really good. It's like really small. And apparently there's this Barstool Sports.
Oh, yeah.
So like this guy reviews pizza on there. And
yeah, he's
and
like a big deal.
He reviewed this place. And what's it called?
Valentino's.
Valentino's. Okay, yeah. So he reviewed them. And a guy I work with today went there. And he said he went there at 1 o'clock. And almost everything was already sold out. Like, all they had was cheese pizza and pepperoni pizza and cheese steaks.
His name's Dave Portnoy or something like that.
Okay, yeah. So he reviewed, and they have like, but they're selling everything out by like 3 o'clock. They're shutting down
today.
Like every day for the past 2 weeks since he reviewed it, like or 2 months, something crazy.
He did Joey Brooklyn's too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he give that place?
Like I think he gave it a 4.
That's pretty good. I didn't really.
Well, he was like, he shit all over it though. He was like, this is drunk pizza. Like, this is what you get when you're fucking drunk. You know, whatever. It's not good pizza. He's like, look, it already flops. Like, he was doing all this shit. But,
so funny. Also, if you're there you go, pizza from up north. Yeah. Fucking. But he ruined, like.
He didn't do Nico's, though. Like, he did fucking. Well, he did Delosa's, too.
Did you. What's the one? Brick oven, pizza oven. What's that place called?
Oh, Brick and Stone.
Yeah, whatever that was. That place is great. It's a good one.
He had, like, a few picked out that he was going to do, and I couldn't. I was like, what, dude?
But so you know he did how I that know one, and it was nerd? Like slam. You know, that place is good, though, for sure.
Well, here's how I know you're not fucking out of towner is you're fucking, you didn't go to Nico's.
Yeah, well.
You go Dave Portnoy, fucking, I think that's the right name. That sounds like.
Sounds familiar.
I think that's
But right. Yeah, so anyway, I just thought it was funny that now this dude can change this whole. I mean, I think they were busy before because it's good, but the fact they can change it, maybe it ruins it. I don't know. That's what I was going to ask. Do you think it ruins it by someone doing that? Then there's a lot. There's like a. Now they're not no longer doing deliveries. You have to go there. It's a 30-minute wait to put in your order and a 30-minute wait to get your order. You can't call in. You can't do anything.
How much of a fucking sheep do you have to fucking be?
Yeah.
Like, if I call a place and I'm like, or you can't call it in, you got to go there. If I go there and like, it's going to be 30 minutes, I'm like, see you later.
Well, I don't fucking care about pizza. Yeah. Well,
it doesn't take 30 minutes to cook a pizza.
Well, if there's a 30-minute wait before, yeah, I agree. It's like it's like the it's like the barbecue places in Texas or certain place. Yeah, it's like whatever anyone donut
also,
places.
It's
also
pizza, like it's not barbecue. Barbecue, yeah. I think, is like a thing Did I just lose? What's going on here? Sounds weird.
It's lost. Everyone who's listening, they lost interest.
Do you hear that, though? It sounds weird.
Good.
Oh, this turned off.
But yeah, it is funny. It's funny like that. Anything like barbecue, I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting any time for any food.
No.
Like, I'll go to Wild Child and wait a little bit, but then I just I'll kind of hook it up. But like, a good restaurant.
I just, no food to me.
Reservations.
There is no food to me that is worth, like, I just don't care that. I'm not a foodie at fucking all.
I don't like, I won't wait anymore either. I don't care. Like,
I don't know.
I mean, if I'm out with family and I have to, but I'm the same way.
I get it. I understand that some people are like, oh, it's fuck. How do you know? How can't you eat this or that? But it's like, oh, you don't like this? Like Adam that I work with at the print shop. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, you ever been to Cicerini's and Dirters? And I'm like, no, I don't fucking care, man. Like, I got work I got to get done. Like,
right.
That's what I care about. I don't fucking care about where lunch is.
Yeah.
Like, I care about, like, what we're going to do this weekend.
Yeah, right.
And that's why I'm going to work really fucking hard right now and the rest of the week so that I can not worry about shit when the weekend comes and I can have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Like, I'm not going to.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, you're not going to.
I'm a little buzzed, I think. I'm getting a little sassy.
Well, I don't. I agree, but I just think it's funny that it's one person can change everything. It's like a movie critic. Like, I'll make up my own mind. Like, I almost like people when movies suck, sometimes I like them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and if you look at every good movie, not every good movie, obviously, but there's plenty of movies that are, what do they call them, cult classics, where they got horrible reviews, but they're great. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure like Science or
Green Tomatoes gives them a shit, or whatever it is.
Well, even before that, like Siskel and Ebert or whatever, you know, it's like, yeah, or the Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. It's like, I don't care. Like, if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, you know, it's all, I'll make up my own mind. And, you know, I'm sure, like, you see the Rambo, the newest Rambo was awesome, but I'm sure it got bad reviews. But I did just watch Roadhouse. The new Roadhouse is a bit much.
Oh, with
Jake Gyllenhaal. It's got got some moments that are pretty funny, like, because it's just fucking over the top, you know. And well, so was the first
so was
one.
The
if you,
first
I know,
one.
I think about that. I'm like, I bet my dad was like, this movie's fucking ridiculous.
No, in the 80s, nobody knew the difference. That's again, true. We weren't smart enough.
He's just
then.
Smoking cigs, watching it on.
On the couch?
Yeah, on Betamax. Yeah, we ran away to the video store and rented some Betamax movies.
Along with the little, what do they call it, little bead door that you walk
through
the
porn?
Back and
yeah.
Get the porn?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Debbie
Does Dallas.
I kind of miss, Devin's always like, what do you mean? But I kind of miss video stores.
Yeah.
It made you, you know why, like a Saturday, if you went out on a Friday, you're hungover Saturday, you just, I don't, it got you out of your house. You know, you order some fucking pizza.
I don't.
You wait in line for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
there's a
wait
pizza.
For 30 fucking
hey, get your little Caesars. Buy one, get one. When it used to come in the long, flat, the 3 foot flat cardboard thing. Do you remember that?
I was never hung over when Blockbuster or any of the other video stores were around, though. I was too young.
No.
Yeah.
But it was around when I was.
No, dude.
Yeah, because me and Difficult, it's round through
it's like
2006.
School. Well, I quit going then because
to high school or to Blockbuster?
To Blockbuster. Because now,
there was the one in Seminole.
There was one in fucking Podunk, Missouri, maybe until
2006. No, there was downtown.
No way.
I promise you.
Blockbuster.
It's not going to tell you when the one in St. Pete closed.
No,
or what
I'm
was,
just
the, what
say
was the other thing called? What was
like
the other video store?
In
Blockbuster.
St. Pete?
It's all Blockbuster. No, I would go. Anyways, I would go.
2004, Blockbuster LLC closed all of its corporate-owned stores by early 2014.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's fucking horseshit.
No, it's not.
Okay, the one
you're
in
old,
Seminole.
Old.
Hey, the one in Seminole was closed in like 2004.
No.
Yes.
After, I'm telling you.
Nope.
So anyway, so we miss going to Blockbuster, then you pick out a movie. And you get your pizza. I don't know. It just got you out of the house for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, now that I'm hungover, I don't even leave my house, and it seems worse. Maybe I know it sounds silly, but it, like, made you, also forced you to watch shit, because there wasn't anything on. Now with Netflix,
well,
now I just
for
scroll for fucking 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And through Netflix and Amazon, it's all bullshit movies, and you're like, you know, I don't know. It just, it sucks.
For me, Blockbuster was fucking Friday night, go up there, rent, like, 2 video games and maybe a movie.
Oh, yeah,
and then go home
games.
And play video games all night. all Saturday night, return them Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was not fucking hungover ever at Blockbuster.
Damn, I always was.
Like, ever. I don't think. Oh, maybe. Just
get in my mom's Michelob Lights.
I think I remember getting, like, a girlfriend of mine a pregnant Blockbuster card. No. Under my name. Like, hey, I got you a card.
Oh, yeah. You
get the other people. It was, like, the sweetest thing I'd ever done.
And then you get the late fees and stuff.
Yeah, that's wild. I do. Maybe I was in my 20s when it closed.
You definitely were. They were around for a little bit. But anyway, I don't know. Huh. I don't know why I like that. I maybe it's just dumb nostalgia and I just like it. But there was something like kind of fun about it. Because you never knew exactly what you're going to watch. Or you'd call ahead and be like, hey, do you have Honey, I Shrunk the Kids too? Yeah. Can you hold it for me? Yep. You know, and then they would hold it if you had a good rapport, especially.
Oh, if you knew a buddy that worked there? Fucking
And
done.
Then the mom and pop ones were even better. Like, those all closed early. Once Blockbuster came around, it put every. But those were like, even better.
Can you remember a movie that you rented from Blockbuster? Like, one fucking movie that you rented from Blockbuster?
Yeah, I probably rented Fight Club from Blockbuster.
Really?
I probably rented.
What? That seems so new to be rented from Blockbuster.
Like, I probably rented a bunch of, like, the Royal Tenenbaums. I probably rented Species. All these, every movie. From
Species, man. Natasha Henstridge. Yeah.
Every movie from, like, 95, 96, whatever mom and pop one stopped closing. I remember the first thing I remember renting was Return of the Jedi. But that was from a mom and pop video store, and it was on Betamax.
I remember renting Willow.
That's a good one.
I would rent Willow. I think I rented a couple Back to the Futures. Man, why can't I think of like
You also used to be able to rent skate videos.
Oh, yeah.
At Turtles.
They had Billabong Pump at Blockbuster.
Did they have Blockbuster? Yep. That's pretty sick. Yep. Like, we would go to this one place, Turtles, and rent all sorts of my uncle would babysit us, and he'd just get stoned and then drive us to the fucking Turtles music and video. It was like a record store that rented stuff, and I'd rent skate videos. He would rent horror movies like The Chopping Mall.
The what?
I don't know. I remember The Chopping Mall was a good one. What is it? Is it a?
Oh, I got one.
A thousand. There's. Oh, what is it? 10,000 Maniacs. No, that's a band,
that's a
isn't
song
it?
Or a band, yeah.
No, I remember a movie that I had to rent, and it was so
Critters.
Long. Yep, I love Critters. And Tremors.
Tremors, yep.
Okay, Critters was good, too.
It's fucking really
good. I remember renting Stephen King's The It, and it was wild because it was so long. It came in two fucking VHS
tapes.
Because
it was a TV
tapes.
Series. It was a mini series on CBS before it was.
Yeah, it was a movie. It was a two VHS tapes, and they were, like, locked together. And I remember being like, whoa.
And it was scary.
Fuck, yeah.
That one still holds up. I watched it.
You know
it.
What's wild, though? The ending of The It. Fucking, he's a big spider.
I know.
I don't care.
Even in
Guess
the new
what?
One, he's a big spider.
Really?
Yeah, born.
It's but not. Mm-mm.
You can't translate it right. But in the book, it probably is like.
Oh, you're going to. The book was better me right now?
I'm sure it was.
Fucking cool guy me?
Yeah.
Well, the only reason the book is better. You know, that's one of the three ways to cool guy somebody.
What's that?
I told you this.
Book?
Number one. No, top three ways.
I didn't say
and
better.
I can't remember
I said
the
different.
Third. Number two way to cool guy somebody. Like if somebody ever asks you if you've ever seen this series on Netflix or whatever, or oh my God, are you watching this fucking episode of this? Have you ever watched this? And you just respond and say, no, man, I just don't have time to watch movies. I just don't have time to watch TV. I'm so busy.
Or I would have, but I'm not a baby.
But and then this number one way to fucking cool guy somebody is if somebody fucking is shitting their brains out about how amazing fucking some movie is, let them continue, and then let them hit you with a, have you not seen it? And you hit them with a, no, but I did read the book, and it was excellent. Hit them with I read the book, but I didn't see the
movie.
You
got to watch both.
Fuck them.
Or you got to do both to compare.
Where's that Coke at? The cola.
The
Coca-Cola. Come on, man.
Jurassic Park, the book, way better.
Who's got time to read? Just kidding. What's okay? The best book I ever read in my entire life. Okay, how many books do you think you've read before in your life? How many books have you read
before? What? Before I was six?
No, before. I guess that was a prepositional.
I ended with
a preposition.
Yep.
How many books have you read?
I don't know.
Give me a rough 100? Estimate. What? What are you, a learned doctor? Yeah.
Did you? I listened to this Cat Williams interview, and he was like, "When I was little, I read." Wait, I can't look at.
Oh, I remember hearing that. Yes, on Rogan.
I read 7 books a day. However he talks, I don't know if that's a good Cat Williams.
It's a little gayer than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
I had told. Yeah, it's so funny. He's like, I read a book, Little Women. No, that's not the right accent. Dude. It's hard with the headphones to do accents.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hang on. But yeah, he said he was reading seven books a day.
7 books.
Says he's ran like 7,000 books.
Yeah, he said he was reading 7 books a day and like Little Women. He said he read Little Women, which I thought was funny.
How many books? You think you read 100 books?
Yeah, it's 100.
100 books.
I didn't start reading until I was 32.
I was going to say, were you one of those kids that read 100? In elementary school? Remember you could like, if you read 10 books like a week or a month, they would be like, oh.
Yeah, but I didn't read that. No, it wasn't like that. I didn't start reading until I got a little older. Maybe not 100, but I'm sure.
What's the first book you read? Actual book, not fucking Dr. Seuss. I'm talking about like a book.
Finnegan's Wake.
What's that?
12.
Really?
No, it's supposed to be the most like book. And it's too hard to read. All the words are ridiculous. No, Finnegan's Wake is just like this brutal, like, I think it's James Joyce, like this author. And it's just like hard. I've never read it. I started to read it and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I read a lot of, actually, I probably haven't finished 100 books. I start a lot of them and I just get bored. I do it with movies all the time. I start movies and just fall asleep and never continue. Or TV series.
I feel like I've probably read.
ADHD all day.
This is embarrassing, but honest, I've probably read for like start to beginning, like finish the book. If you don't read the fucking whole thing, it doesn't count. I've started a million books and not read them all, but start to finish, I probably read like 14 books.
That's all right. Whatever.
Like that's probably it. But the best book I ever, two books I read, but the first book I ever read that I thought was amazing, this is a fucking book club podcast, by the way. It was The 5 People You Meet in Heaven. You ever read that one? It's sad, but it's good. And I read it in one day. You ever read a book in one day?
No.
Yep.
But mine usually is over 20 pages. The
fuck you.
Boy. Red.
I think that book had.
That's stuttering.
I think that book had like 200 or 300 pages. It wasn't like crazy, but it had like 200 or 300 pages.
That's pretty good. That's good though. I'm curious. If you can zone out, you can read it fast.
But I liked it, dude. But I really liked it. And then the other book that I read that is like my favorite fucking story ever. Hands down. Like it's the best story ever. It's called A Land Remembered. And it's fucking all about Florida.
I'm sure it wasn't called The Land Before Time.
It's about the Land Before Time, and it's about dinosaurs, and it gets lost. No, it's fucking called A Land Remembered, you fucking dick. Okay? It's not a child story, but it's really good. And it's like it's called like fictitious historial history fiction. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's fake. Or, I'm sorry, it's like facts, but it's, you know, historical facts. Historical fiction. That's it. It's really good. I learned a lot about it, actually. About Florida. About how they used to have horses that would run through they'd call them marsh tackies. They'd run through the swamps.
That sounds sick, actually.
It's awesome. Well, it was Native Americans had marsh tacky horses, and if you had like a big, like, you know, big like ranch horse or whatever, they would suck in the swamps. But these marsh tacky horses were smaller, so they could like in Lake Okeechobee area and shit, they could just fucking haul ass around. Steal from the white man.
Damn, no, I didn't know that sounds like a sick book though. Mm-hmm. Marsh tackies.
Fuck you. There's more to the story than the marsh tackies. All right. You should read it. You know what? You probably wouldn't understand it though. It's like an intellectual thing.
Yeah. You got to be a true Floridian.
Yeah, you got to be a true Floridian. Man, how about this? Our logo surfaced again. Florida sucks. Don't move here. Your state's great. Our design on the back of that guy's fucking Jeep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Apparently it was on the fucking front page of Reddit today. I don't look at Reddit, but no, we had people hit us up, and apparently some people do look at it.
What's the deal with it? Nothing, right?
Nothing. There's nothing I can fucking do. I can't believe the dude, like, took my fucking design and, like, got rid of our name and put a Florida flag, and it's gone viral, like, multiple times. But, like, how does that fucking Jeep photo continuously go viral?
Jeep people, that's God. Why.
It goes continuously.
He probably
goes
got
viral.
At least 7 ducks on his dashboard for that
God,
one.
That's so fucking stupid. But it's,
where does the duck thing come from? What is that even about?
So we went over this. It's a thing where you've
midway
been
I blocked
ducked.
It. I blocked out horrible things.
You got ducked up, or you've been ducked. We ducked you, or something.
What's it's that like mean, a, though?
I don't know. It's like they give them to each other, and you like bring one, give one, take one. I don't know, whatever.
But I mean, what's who the fuck started that stupid shit?
People that moved to Florida and bought golf carts and fucking stand-up paddle boards and Jeeps.
You just got Coke bagged.
You just got Coke bagged. Oh, you're so sweet.
On my dad and his so friends sweet. On their Trans Ams. They're leaving empty Coke bags. You just got Coke bagged.
Or is it an empty Coke bag?
Empty Coke bag.
I like
Come
that.
Come on, yeah.
Be like, here
Maybe
you go.
There's a key Boom. In their key.
Oh, put it under their fucking windshield wiper.
Yeah.
That's exactly. good. We should start Coke bagging people.
Yeah.
I like that.
Such a better thing. Or doobies, whatever, roaches.
Fucking pot, dude. I can't do it.
No,
it's just too much. I honestly think the reason that I can't smoke pot is because the people that all smoke a ton of weed, it's just like Hoekstrom force-feeding me fucking Tool. The band Tool.
Oh, yeah.
He would be like, this is the best music ever. And it would be like, he'd be like, oh, Maynard is this and that, and he'd be like, dude, I'm like, dude, I don't want to listen to fucking Tool. And he would be like, push it so hard that it made me like, I'm sure they're a great band, but I fucking hate them because Hoekstrom force fed it to me.
Right.
So if you're gonna force feed me that shit, I'm gonna hate it too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's how you feel about equality too. You're sick
yeah,
of people.
Exactly. I'm
they
sick.
Force feed me is equality, right?
You know, there's a movement of women that are pissed that they got all that stuff taken away from them. Nothing's taken away
from anyone. You can do whatever you want. Well, they're called lazy bitches.
Some women want to sit home and
you can do that. No one's stopping you. No one's stopping you. Like, there's no difference. But not all women want that.
Yeah.
And then what happens when your husband leaves you for someone younger and then
you're
fucked?
Well, that's what normally
happens. You know? Yeah. So it's that's fine. There's nothing wrong with
being the little woman.
Being that way. But also, if you don't want to be that way, it's the same, you know?
Yeah.
It's whatever the fuck you want. So why get mad? It's just people, but the same thing. It's like, you know what gives you Instagram ticks? If you act like you're mad about
anything.
What women, yeah, anything. Yeah. Exactly. Like, why the fuck are traffic lights red, yellow, and green? I'm colorblind. It should be this blue, you know, whatever. It's like
I hate reggae music.
Yeah.
Why are they red, yellow, and green?
Exactly.
Is that reggae cars?
Why all car tires got to be black?
Yeah.
You know, it's like anything.
Good question.
What happened to white wall? It just, people are so fucking dumb. They just want to be outraged. And then they're like, it is the end of the, you know, I don't know. It's like you just on your fucking phone, like looking at shit, just waiting to be mad. You like see something, you're like, oh. But then you get way more like, what's the word?
Triggered.
Yeah, triggered. It's like, I don't know. It's just fucking relax.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, your life's shit. You're not doing anything, but you're upset about because someone said the word gay.
Right.
Or whatever. You know, if someone's a real shitbag, it'll come out in the wash. And
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. The, what do they call it? Cosmic karma.
Yeah, look at Puff Daddy. Bring it back to Puff Daddy.
Go. I always thought Puff Daddy was a good guy. I didn't know he was such a weirdo. I think that happened recently. I think it took time and he turned into that person.
No, they said with the party. I don't know. I don't think that. Who
like
knows?
He was touching Biggie's butthole?
No, not Biggie's, but after that was before J-Lo and stuff. During
That's
J-Lo
what?
And stuff. They were rich. Like.
Oh, yeah. J-Lo? Really?
That's what they someone said at their parties. They would drug everyone and stuff.
J-Lo and Puff Daddy were together?
Yeah, weren't they like a date? Weren't they like a thing?
Know.
Yeah, because that was a Chris Rock joke. Where he's like,
They would drug people together as a couple?
That's I guess. Kinky. Yeah. I remember I heard Tim Meadows. This is so stupid.
Somebody shooting?
Yeah. But someone who worked on like the writing stuff in Living Color said they would always sit with J-Lo when she was a fly girl. And then he saw her somewhere and would say hi. She's like, I don't know who you are. Oh. Like, we sat together for like 5 years, like at lunch. So
yeah.
We're in our 20s, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe but anyway, so. Whatever. That just shows ego. I don't know if it was her too.
You're trying
anyway.
To trigger people that got cool guy by their J-Lo? Friends. Or yeah. J-Lo, yeah. I'm triggered by it right now.
I need to get rich so I can cool guy.
Yeah, fuck. That would be so good. I need to get rich so I can touch some buttholes of men, you know, and be into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Man, that's my goal.
Sexually assault your PA?
Yeah, get so rich that, like the dudes around me are nervous.
Yeah. You know? It's weird, man. It's just weird. Whatever. I don't know.
That's my goal.
Anyway, people, yeah, anyway. So I don't know why everyone's so worried. So...
People freak out, whatever.
I guess so, yeah. It's good. We've gone from buttholes to books.
Yeah.
Back to buttholes.
Books to buttholes. Yeah. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what happens. Waves tomorrow.
I'm going to surf. Surfing and golfing. Wait.
Surfing and golfing in one day. What are we, fucking retired people? What are we, living a life of leisure?
I guess so.
We must have made some good decisions.
I'm still recouping from last weekend. That was fucking...
It was
pretty
awesome.
Epic. We partied hard Friday, Saturday, and then with zero sleep went surfing all day.
Well, there was shit waves on Saturday. We were all like kind of bummed because it was windy as fuck. We go out with longboards. It's like dog shit, but we still paddle out. And we're like, there's not going to be waves tomorrow, so who gives a shit? So we fucking, let's call it, sending it.
We partied pretty good. Yeah,
we partied hard Saturday night and then woke up the next. I woke up at 10:30. That's insane for me.
Yeah,
to
I was
sleep
up
till 10:30.
Yeah,
and it wasn't like I was up like till 8 a.m.
or 4 o'clock or something. So not too crazy.
Yeah, was that how was
maybe 4:30?
4:30 in the morning. Yeah, well, it's pretty late. But I literally slept till 10:30, and then I was like, "What the fuck? There's good waves." And I was like, "All right, let's fucking get our shit together." And we were so hungover that it took us. Okay, we're. Well, we didn't have any
hours to get it together.
Well, I didn't get to the beach till 1:30. We didn't get to the beach till 1:30. I woke up at 10:30. Nobody had a car.
I didn't have a car either. My cars, one was at the Beasley's, one was here at the shop.
Well, I had a car here and a car at my house.
It's crazy.
And like we were like, what the fuck are we going to do? So we literally get an Uber to my car at the house and then an Uber here. And then all. And by the time we got all that done, after it was all said and done, it was 1:30 when we got to the beach. And I'd like to add that it is only a 15-minute fucking drive to the beach.
Yeah, it's
from
close.
Wherever we all woke up at, roughly.
Yeah.
So that's fucking wild.
Is it only 15 minutes from your mom's house to the beach?
Not even. From my mom's house,
it's where I woke up.
You son of a bitch.
I'll be here all night.
Dawn Howard is a saint. I know. You don't talk about her like that.
Shit. Yeah, that was fun. And I was so fucking sunburned. I'm still, like, my nose is starting to peel now. And I was like.
My back, I felt was going to peel. And I put, like, actual aloe on it, like an aloe plant. Like, I cut it.
Like you saw the North Shore.
Yeah. Rub it. Scrub it, kook. Yeah. It's aloe. No, but my back, like, still fucking feels like it might peel. But that shit does work.
Yeah.
It just smells fucking horrible. Yeah. It smells like body odor.
Maybe it's kind of strong. What's the best surf movie, Hollywood surf movie?
Like, that's hands down.
Hollywood. Fucking, it's got to be Hollywood.
Yeah, ones, North Shore.
North Shore better hands than Point down. Break?
Fuck yeah, that ain't a fucking surf movie. That's a movie about bank robbers.
Yeah, I guess
North Shore is a story, a movie about surfers and surfing, and it has real surfers in it.
It's like, I guess it's the same. You know, it's Hollywood, it's the same. Like, Thrashing is a movie about skating, where Gleaming the Cube is about...
Yeah, right, about,
it's about
a murder.
It's about Koreans murdering each other.
Mm-hmm. It's about Christian Slater.
Yeah.
This is good booze.
That's funny because they're made around the same time. Like, let's take this sport and make it crazy. Like, whereas Thrashing's like over the top. And the same with BMX. You have BMX, you have Rad, which is about BMX. And you have BMX Bandits, which is about bank robbers in Australia.
Really?
In the BMX. Yeah, you ever seen BMX Bandits?
Wait, is
with
that
Nicole
the one
Kidman? It's fucking awesome.
What? Is that the one where the kid falls off his bike and there's like a snake that's coming up to like. He falls, he's like, they're in like a desert and a black snake is like coming up to him.
No.
Like to his dick. Can you hear me that? Coca-Cola.
No. That is, I don't know what. I don't know.
That's like, anyways.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Black Snake coming up to him. That's a Puff Daddy video. His assistant filmed.
Okay, what's the best Hollywood skate film?
So I was just saying, I think it's Thrashing. Because Gleam in the Cube is better. Gleam in the Cube is more like Point Break. It's like this action thing where there's like, it's, you know, it's like murder and blood. Where Thrashing right. is just like North Shore. It's about this dude from the valley or something, and he's got to win these contests. It's just, it's the same. It's almost like the same premises and everything.
It's the story of the Bogans.
He's got to win over the fucking
Ben and Tuss Pappas.
Yeah. No, Thrashing's California. It's like the valley kids got to come to Venice or some shit.
Really?
And then
what year?
I bet Thrashing's probably 86, and then Gleam in the Cube's probably 88. Just like
Gleam in the Cube's awesome.
Yeah, it's like Point Break. It's that same kind of action-y.
Right. Best part about Gleam in the Cube is that dude that has the little bomb shelter in his front yard.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a mini ramp in it.
Yeah,
Sims.
Yep.
Fuck yeah, Sims.
That dude's in so much stuff. He's the best at Ferris Bueller. Is he in line? He goes, hair. The guy keeps going, Adams.
Oh, really?
Adams. Adams. And he's goes, in there? Like all angry. Yeah. He's in a ton of movies.
He looks like a Beastie Boy.
Kind of, yeah.
Like he just has that weird fucking overbite.
Yeah, he's a redheaded Jewish dude, I'm sure. But he...
they're
all Jewish.
Hollywood people.
Yeah.
Let's but, talk about that next.
No, no, it's so that's a good one. But yeah, you should watch BMX Bandits and Rad.
I want to watch Thrasher.
Rad's killer.
Rad is the one I think that I was thinking of.
Yeah, well, Send Me... That's Send Me an Angel.
Really?
The song, yeah. Where they're doing romantic BMXing together.
Really? They are not.
Yes, they are. They're doing... doing like freestyle BMXing together.
Wow.
Him and his girl.
That's like a sex.
That song's played. It's when he first falls in
love. Is there any gratuitous sex or gratuitous nudity?
Hell no. No.
All right.
But
fine.
It is also funny with movies.
I ain't watching
like,
it.
Like that. Like it could be like Gleam in the Cube of it. Uber violent, but there won't be any boobs or anything. Although
right.
Point Break had boobs. In a shower.
Oh,
when
they
go to the Red Hot Chili Peppers
house. Yeah, when they bust into the Red Hot Chili Peppers house.
They're trying to rate him for making horrible music for 25 years. And he's like...
That needs to be a meme. That one time the FBI raided the Red Hot Chili Peppers studio for making terrible music. And just show that scene.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
so
good.
So good, yeah. That's what Under the Bridge is about, them getting busted by the FBI. FBI for making shit he had to hide for years.
Fuck! I really want to make an edit to that. I want to get that footage and have like where Anthony Kiedis shoots himself in the toe.
Oh, he does.
Blows
yeah.
his foot off.
Where he's like, or when he's like shake, like he's talking so stupid that when the dude's giving himself when he's showering, he's like, can I do this? He's like, that would be a bad idea, or whatever he says.
What happens?
There's a part where Keanu Reeves is like showering off, but they all
beach,
try to
though.
Fight him at the beach. Yeah,
at the beach.
That's just as.
Oh, no, no. He goes, no, he says, this. I know exactly what he says.
Of course you do.
He goes, oh, I get it. This is where you guys tell me that I shouldn't surf the point and scumbag like pesticides like myself should go back to the valley. And fucking Anthony Kiedis goes, that would be a waste of time. And then fucking War Child goes,
War Child.
I want you to call me War Child from now on. He goes, we're just going to fuck you up.
Oh,
God, dude,
God,
you have to call me War Child from now on the podcast. That's it. New nickname. Done and done. All right, we got to tell Alex about that.
He'll be mad.
Don't call me anything but War Child.
That's like a Step Brothers. Oh. Isn't that in Step Brothers? Like, call me Dragon or
dude,
whatever.
Yes. Yeah, goes, call me Dragon. No, that's a shirt. I forgot about that.
What's
because he says
they call themselves like Falcon and something else.
It's Nighthawk.
Nighthawk, yeah. And then what's
Dragon?
Yeah.
No, but they made a shirt, dude. There's a shirt that has a picture of Bodie, who played Bodie.
Swayze.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze, and it's like his face.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Where he's like this, like like saying, you know, a thing, and it just looks like Patch, and it's from the scene of that movie, and it, all it says is "Back off, war child." Seriously,
that's a good shirt. Who made that shirt?
I don't know, but it's a picture of Swayze. It says "Back off, war child." Seriously, it's so good.
It's so good. Holy!
Oh my god, we got to make a skit where we do a back off thing. Seriously.
Oh yeah, for
at
sure.
The beach. Damn, if we can come up with something by tomorrow, that would be
we
great.
We can get it. We'll get it.
Me and Zach want to do a Zen fucking.
Obviously, Zach's going to be war child.
Yeah, dude, we'll make it look like it. Yeah. We can put fake tattoos on him. Dude, yeah. Zach would look scary as fuck if he had fucking tattoos.
He can bully Donahue.
Like in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hollywood movie. Fuck
that's
yeah.
What I'm saying. Well, same
thing.
Jake Gyllenhaal beats up Conor McGregor in Roadhouse. I mean, come on.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. He is in that. You want one of these?
Nah, dude. This is Zen's making me sick.
Yeah, whatever. So me and Zach want to do a Zen skit where like I come in and I'm like, "What's up?" And he's just in here working. I'm like, "What? Look what we got!"
You both pull out your flaccid penises
and rub them together.
Yeah, it's not working.
Intertwine them.
This is Puff Daddy it's said called, this would work.
It's called docking.
Yeah,
I forgot. I still got this drink left. We need to go on a fucking surf trip, dude. Like, bring the crew and go on a surf trip. Look, it was written up on my big-ass fucking...
Yeah, but we gotta go. We gotta plan
look,
it.
My calendar is 6 foot by 4 foot, and it has every month and every day of the year. I put it up there. I built it myself. And there's one that says Puerto Rico, and I'm supposed to leave April 7th and come back the 13th. And guess what? Guess who didn't book tickets?
You.
Fucking me.
Who are you going to Puerto Rico with?
The plan was to go there and shoot the fucking spring and summer catalog for 25.
Shit. Now you got to go to Flagler Beach instead.
Well, what we're going to do, I think we're going to do it. If you look, so I have to have all the new designs done by the 20th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And then that next weekend says catalog photo shoot, 26, 27. We'll do it at Scruggs at Zach's parent or Zach's grandparents.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's perfect.
Beach cottages.
Yeah. That's a great place.
We'll just hang out at the beach, get drunk, shoot stuff, and then we can do a day shoot and then go to, what is that place called? With all the... It's
Mahoffers?
Nice. Mahoffers, yeah. And shoot at night.
That's perfect.
I think that'll be perfect. Do it all in one day, the whole catalog shot, and then that gives me a week? No, 2 weeks. Almost 3 weeks to put the catalog together, and I have to send it out by the 12th of May. So that I can have it ready, printed in my hand by the 1st of June. And then fucking Bomar goes on the fucking road and starts slanging it.
Perfect.
Summer, spring, summer, 25, Yaint Local brand. Get ready. Buy your t-shirts at yaintlocal.com.
You just have to come up with some ideas.
I got new stuff, dude. Look, wish you were here. I can't, well, I don't want to read them all out. But
yeah, don't read them. Yeah, there's some good ones.
There's good ones on there. Look, there's a new one over there, too. That's one of our fucking sayings. Anyways, I got like 5 good ones that I'm already working on right now, and I need 8. So that's the deal.
Sick.
Anywho.
All right.
You ready to wrap it up?
Yep.
What are you, we're going to do t-shirts. Wrong one. We're going to do t-shirts. Good luck parking t-shirts. Available at yaintlocal.com. Support our podcast and drug habits.
Yep. All right. Okay.